I can tell you the good news now, that I will top up what I have sent you for August to be 400% and pay your workers. But is it sustainable? I will do it, by the way. From here, just tell your governors that the minister has decided to top up what he has sent to us to be 400% to our workers. That is the first good news. But the second bad news is, it is not sustainable. I don't have the resources. I told you yesterday, budgets are numbers. These are projections. We think within this fiscal year we will get these resources. But if the war erupts in Sudan and the oil cut off, if the issues normally arise because of the rebels and we don't have resources, do you still blame the Minister of Finance? It is not my making. We have to think how to survive, because we cannot adjust our budget, introduce austerity measures, introduce cutting in our wages, introduce whatever. At the end, we have to come out and survive. You see that? That is why you are here, technically, to think with me. My political girl, Kalas, cut it off for the council. Let's be reasonable. I will top up the budget you have. We will pay the 400%. But I don't have the money to sustain it. What do we do? Going forward, let's do this. Public service ministers, are they here? You will work with the Minister of Public Service and Human Resources Development, and together with my Department of Budget, to check your workforce. Make sure the workforce is really the workforce. Don't think I pay 400% and therefore you can increase as you wish. You would be making it for yourself. So ignore the payment of July that was done by my ministry. Ignore whatever you had in June. And go now, sit down with